Romans chapter 1 verses 21, sorry, 17 to 23. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed through faith for faith. As it is written, the one who is righteous will live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and wickedness of those who by their wickedness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. Ever since the creation of the world, his eternal power and divine nature, invisible though they are, have been understood and seen through the things he has made. So they are without excuse. For though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their senseless minds were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, and they exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling a mortal human being, or birds, or four-footed animals, or reptiles. നമ്മൾ 17-16 വാക്യത്തിൽ നമ്മൾ കണ്ടു, ഗോസ്പൽ ഈസ് ദ പവർ ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്. ഗോസ്പൽ ഈസ് ദ പവർ ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്. നോ മാറ്റർ യു നോ ഹൗ ഹാർഡ് എ പേഴ്സൺ ഈസ്, നോ മാറ്റർ ഹൗ ഹാർഡ് എ ഇൻഡിവിജ്വൽ ഹീസ്, ഗോസ്പൽ ഹാസ് ദ പവർ ടു ചേഞ്ച് an individual. Verse 17, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed through faith for faith, as it is written, the one who is righteous will live by faith. 17th vakyathil nammal kaanunnathaya karyam, God is demanding from man what man could never pay. God is demanding from man what man could never pay, which means God demands absolute holiness. God demands absolute holiness. So then we might think it is unjust. How can God demands from human fragiles, you know, human or from an individual, how can God demands absolute, you know, holiness? How could God demand that? Why doesn't he lower his standards? നമുക്ക് മാനുഷികമായി ചിന്തിക്കാം, എ മാൻ ക്യാൻ നെവർ റീച്ച് അപ് ടു ദ എക്സ്പെക്ടേഷൻ ഓഫ് ഗാഡ്. ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ പ്രതീക്ഷയ്ക്കനുസരിച്ച് ഒരു വ്യക്തിക്ക് എന്ത് ചെയ്യുവാൻ പറ്റത്തില്ല, വരുവാൻ ഒരിക്കലും സാധിക്കില്ല. സോ ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ബെറ്റർ ഇൻസ്റ്റെഡ് ഓഫ് എക്സ്പെക്ടിങ് a human being to reach up to the standard of God, why can't God lower his standards? Okay, so let's think like this. God lowered his standard a little bit. So God is saying, well, in order to be saved, you have to be highly intelligent. So God is saying, okay, you want me to lower my standard. So then I am asking you, everyone, in order a person to be saved, everyone has to be intelligent. Would that be fair? Why it is not fair? Very good. All are not intelligent. The way I think might not be the way Benatangal think, or the kind of, you know, intelligence that I have might not be the way, you know, Benatangal or anybody else. We all have, you know, variants or different way of thinking. നമുക്ക് ഇപ്പോൾ എൻ്റെ ബുദ്ധി പോലെ ആയിരിക്കണമെന്നില്ല ഇവിടെ ഇരിക്കുന്നവരുടെ ബുദ്ധി, നിങ്ങളുടെ ബുദ്ധി പോലെ ആകണമെന്നില്ല മറ്റുള്ളവരുടേതായ ബുദ്ധികൾ. So it is not possible, right? It is not possible. It would be unjust to people who are not intelligent. Well, then he is saying, in order to be saved, you have to be rich. So you want me to lower my standard? Okay, then I'm telling you, I'm asking you that, you know, you want to be saved, then you better be. Would that be fair? Why? Because everyone is not. There are poor people. So, what we see here, God is setting up a standard that nobody could qualify for. God is setting up a standard that nobody could qualify for. So nobody can boast. So the reason why I'm explaining this, I want you to understand the righteousness of God. ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ നീതി എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞു കഴിഞ്ഞാൽ എന്തുവേണം നമ്മൾ വളരെ വ്യക്തമായി മനസ്സിലാക്കാം. So even if God lowered his standards and he is asking us, he is giving us different options to be saved, then there will be always some people will be left out. Right? So even if he is lowering his standard, we cannot actually reach up to the expectation. Everyone cannot reach up to. Maybe some. But still, some people, you know, people who are intelligent, people who are rich, they can boast because we are intelligent, because we are rich. That is the reason we can achieve the righteousness of God. So what God is doing, he doesn't want anyone to leave out. When we talk about the salvation, when we talk about the righteousness of God, when we say God is the righteous God, he is the one who justifies a person, he doesn't want anybody to be left out. So how is it possible? How can we reach up to the expectation of God? Nobody can, because he is not going to lower his standard. And we are not going to reach up to the expectation of. So then the good thing happened. What was the good thing? So God said, I will give you my righteousness no matter who you are. I will give my righteousness to you no matter. So now let us look at the word study. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed. The best translation can be, not in it, the righteousness of God is revealed. The best translation can be, righteousness from God. Righteousness from God. It is not from anybody, but the righteousness is from God. So we can read like this. The righteousness from God is revealed. The righteousness from God is revealed. It is actually, you know, it should be, this word should be a freeing fact for our life. No matter how hard you try to reach up to the expectation of God, you just cannot. You cannot meet, I cannot meet the standard of God. So God is saying, I am going to give you my righteousness, no matter who you are. So it doesn't matter what you believe, what you do, those things cannot make you righteous by God's standard. We just cannot be perfectly holy. We just cannot be perfectly holy. We cannot be without sin. That is a perfect standard. That is a perfect. So God says, if you will just believe, I will give you my righteousness. Then we might ask, God, how can you do that? How can you do that? Then Jesus comes into sin. Jesus comes into
So God is not simply giving you the righteousness, but God is giving us the righteousness through whom? Jesus Christ. So Jesus comes into sin. He bore our penalty. The price is paid. The price is paid. Through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and by putting faith in Jesus, God is saying, you can have the righteousness. You can have the righteousness in your life through whom? Through Jesus Christ. Can someone read for me Romans chapter 3 verse 21?
But now, the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ.
Oh, see? Faith in Jesus Christ. So how can we have this righteousness? By putting our faith in Jesus Christ, we can have this righteousness of God. The righteousness of God is by faith in Jesus Christ unto all and upon all who believe. And this is a simple, simple truth. It is a very simple truth. He is not even actually demanding anything from us. He's not even asking, okay, you better be intelligent. You better be rich. Or, you know, as I always tell you, you roll on the road, maybe for 52 kilometers, so that, you know, you would know that, you know, your sins are forgiven. He's not even asking you anything, but just saying, put your faith in Jesus Christ so that you can have the righteousness of God. The same concept can be seen in Old Testament as well. Can someone read chapter 4 verse 3? Romans chapter 4 verse 3.
For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness.
Oh. So do we see the same concept in the Old Testament? Do we see the same concept? Abraham believed in whom? God. And that counted him as? That counted him as righteousness. And this is the glory of the gospel. And it is the power of God that leads a person into salvation. So then there might be a question that comes. Pastor, you know, everyone put their faith in Jesus Christ. Everyone put their faith in. But how do we know that a person has truly put his or her faith in Jesus Christ? How do we know? Nammalellavarum devathil യേശു ക്രിസ്തുവിൽ വിശ്വസിച്ച് ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ നീതി നമ്മൾ കൈപ്പറ്റി എന്ന് നമ്മൾ വിശ്വസിക്കുന്നു. ബട്ട് ഹൗ ഡു വി നോ ദാറ്റ്? ഹൗ ഡു വി നോ ദാറ്റ്? യെസ്, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ദ ബെസ്റ്റ് വേ ദാറ്റ് വി വുഡ് നോ, ഐ വുഡ് നോ, യുവർ ഫാമിലി വുഡ് നോ, യുവർ നെയ്ബർ വുഡ് നോ, യുവർ പീപ്പിൾ ദാറ്റ് യു ആർ സറൗണ്ടഡ് ബൈ would know through your lifestyle whether a person has been truly put his or her faith in Jesus Christ. Simply means bear the fruit of the Spirit. Bear the fruit of the Spirit. Atmavinte phalam kaikkunna oru vyakti aanengil, deiva vachanathinu anusarichu jeevikkunna oru vyakti aanengil, we would easily know that that person has put his or her faith in Jesus Christ, so that that person have obtained the righteousness of God. Now, just for your understanding, the justification happens only one time.
Justification.
When we started studying the book of Romans, I told you about three main concepts. Do you remember? What is the first one? Justification. Second one? Sanctification. Third one? Glorification. So justification is a one-time happening. Sanctification is the outworking manifestation of the true justification. Do you get me? Justification is a one-time happening, but the sanctification is the manifestation of the true justification, right? Because we are justified, but sanctification plays a role that we are becoming more like Christ. We are becoming more like Christ. Then final thing happens when Jesus comes back. In the second coming of Jesus Christ, we will be completely glorified. We will be completely glorified. So you should never forget these three concepts. I also want to we all know graph, right? We all know graph. Let me put it in another way. നമ്മൾ ഈ ഒരു വർഷം കഴിയുമ്പോൾ ടാക്സ് ഫയൽ ചെയ്യുമല്ലോ. ടാക്സ് ഫയൽ ചെയ്യും അല്ലേ? ടാക്സ് ഫയൽ ചെയ്യുമ്പോൾ വി വിൽ ട്രൈ അവർ ബെസ്റ്റ് വെയർ ഓൾ വി ക്യാൻ പുട്ട് അവർ യുനോ മണി. വി വിൽ ട്രൈ അവർ ബെസ്റ്റ് ടു എത്രമാത്രം നമുക്ക് റീഫണ്ട് കിട്ടാമോ അത്രയും നമ്മൾ എന്ത് ചെയ്യും? വി വിൽ ഡു അവർ തിങ്. നമ്മൾ അങ്ങനെ ചെയ്യത്തുള്ളൂ. ബട്ട് ഹൗ മെനി ഓഫ് അസ് അറ്റ് ദ എൻഡ് ഓഫ് ദ ഇയർ, ലെറ്റ്സ് സേ യുനോ December 31st, we will, you know, sit back and think about how did I grow in the Lord for the last 1 year? Will we do that? Honestly asking. So you, it is better, you know, sometime you should draw a graph about your life, about your spiritual journey with Jesus Christ. When we talk about sanctification, it is not a mere concept that, you know, okay, there is a justification, there is a sanctification, there is a glorification. No. Okay, I am truly justified by putting my faith in Jesus Christ. But how am I knowing that I have truly put my faith in Jesus? You have to draw a graph about your life. And where do you see? Where do you see you're standing? Do you see actually you go, then come? Or do you see when you justified, you end up here, then you just... ഇങ്ങനെ പോവുകയാണെങ്കിൽ, this was not a true justification. If a person has been truly justified, he is not going down, but where is he going? So it is actually happening upward. That doesn't mean you go like this, no. ക്രിസ്തീയ ജീവിതത്തിൽ വീഴ്ചകളുണ്ട്. അപ്പോൾ എന്ത് ചെയ്യും? സോ വി റിയലൈസ്, വി ആസ്ക് ഓഫ് ദ ഹോളി സ്പിരിറ്റ് ടു ഹെൽപ്പ് അസ്. എന്നിട്ട് നമ്മൾ സടകുടഞ്ഞ് എഴുന്നേറ്റ് പിന്നെ നമ്മൾ എന്ത് ചെയ്യാം? ഗോയിങ് അപ്പ്. മേ ബി ഇൻ ദ ലോങ് റൺ യുനോ പിന്നെയും ചില മിസ്റ്റേക്കുകൾ എന്ത് ചെയ്യുന്നുണ്ട്? ദിവസാനുദിനം വിട്ടു പോകുന്നു. പിന്നെയും നമ്മൾ മടങ്ങി വരുന്നു. മടങ്ങി അപ്പോൾ നമ്മൾ വീണ് പോകുമ്പോൾ ഗ്രാഫ് എന്ത് ചെയ്യുക? താഴോട്ട് വരിക. പക്ഷേ ദ മൊമെന്റ് ദ ഹോളി സ്പിരിറ്റ് റിമൈൻഡിങ് യു യു ആർ നോട്ട് ഗോയിങ് ഇൻ ദ റൈറ്റ് ട്രാക്ക്, you get back. Where do you go? So do you see your life like this, or do you see when you are justified, you end up, you were on fire for God, you were very passionate about God, but then this is what happening. The first one, what was that? That wasn't a true justification. I hope you understand this concept very clearly. You can be in this church for the next 50 years, but if your life is going down, you are not truly justified. God has not truly intervened in your life.
You just accepted Jesus Christ by praying a simple prayer, maybe for a 5 minutes prayer. Then you think, we think, I am truly saved. No. If you are truly saved, you would see changes happening in your life. You would see fruit of the Spirit being produced in your life. You would see that your life has been, you know, kept on transforming into the image of Jesus Christ. I hope you understand this concept, and I encourage you to examine your life. We don't even have to wait for, you know, December 31st. Before that, it is good to examine our life every day on the basis of every day. How am I really pleasing my God? Am I, you know, sometimes, you know, we might think, oh man, you know, Christ, yani indre rendu divasam munpu Texas illulla oru devadasante oru message yan kekkuvaru. So he was like, you know, full of theology. So everyone knows theology. You know, Christ, your past sin, present sin, future sins, everything is paid. Appo idu kettumbodhana janathinu anga endru, wow. You don't even have to do anything. But do you see the true transformation happening in your life? That is the most important thing. Okay, we don't even have to repent. And I was like, oh. What is that? We don't even have to repent. Because Christ has everything taken care of. Now you just have to walk in the newness of Christ. That is true. But then, the process of sanctification is not happening. If sanctification has to happen, then you need to have daily repentance. Do we follow? Kartavu nammale justify cheythu, aathmaavu kondu nammale seal cheythu, pakshe ennalum nammalil endu undu? Nammalil endu undu? Paapathinte amshangal endu undu? അതുകൊണ്ടാണ് നമ്മൾ പറഞ്ഞത് ഗ്ലോറിഫിക്കേഷനിൽ മാത്രമേ രൂപാന്തരപ്പെട്ട ശരീരവുമായിട്ട് നമ്മൾ മുന്നോട്ട് പോകത്തുള്ളൂ. അത് ഗ്ലോറിഫിക്കേഷനെ സംഭവിക്കത്തുള്ളൂ. ബട്ട് വി നോ, ലുക്കിംഗ് അറ്റ് ദ ഗ്രാഫ്, ദാറ്റ് വി ആർ സ്ലോലി ബിക്കമിങ് ലൈക് ക്രൈസ്റ്റ്. വി ആർ നോട്ട് ആക്ച്വലി ഗോയിങ് ഡൗൺ, ബട്ട് ഇൻ അവർ ക്രിസ്ത്യൻ വാക്ക് വിത്ത് ഗോഡ് വി ആർ സ്ലോലി സ്ലോലി ഗോയിങ്. So let me also, emphasize that word. So you understand the righteousness of God, right? Righteousness of God is revealed through faith for faith. Faith for? Is there any other translation that says in a different way?
Yes.
Yeah.
For the righteousness of God from faith to faith.
From faith to faith. So it carries the same idea that everyone who believes. So this righteousness of God is only applicable to person whoever believes in Jesus Christ. Do we say that? The righteousness of God is applicable only to people whoever believes in Jesus Christ. Kartava Yeshu Christuvinte death and resurrection. അപ്പോൾ യേശുക്രിസ്തുവിൽ വിശ്വസിക്കുന്ന ഒരു വ്യക്തിക്ക് വേണ്ടി മാത്രമേ ഈ ദൈവിക നീതി എന്ത് ചെയ്യത്തുള്ളൂ? പ്രാവർത്തികം ആകത്തുള്ളൂ. സോ ദ കൺസെപ്റ്റ് ഹിയർ ഫ്രം ഫെയ്ത്ത് ടു ഫെയ്ത്ത് മീൻസ് ഇറ്റ് ഹാസ് നോ ലിമിറ്റേഷൻസ്. ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് നോട്ട് ജസ്റ്റ് ഫോർ എ പീപ്പിൾ ഗ്രൂപ്പ്. ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് നോട്ട് ജസ്റ്റ് ഫോർ ഇസ്രായേൽ. ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് നോട്ട് ജസ്റ്റ് ഫോർ കേരള. ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് നോട്ട് ജസ്റ്റ് ഫോർ നോർത്ത് ഇന്ത്യ. ഇറ്റ് ഹാസ് നോ ലിമിറ്റേഷൻസ്. ഇറ്റ് ക്രോസ്, you know, boundaries. It crosses across the globe, across the continents. Whoever believes in Jesus, the righteousness of God is revealed. The last pagam, as it is written, the one who is righteous will live by faith. So Paul is bringing an Old Testament concept. So when you read
the epistle of Romans, you would see so many quotations from the Old Testament to support Paul's idea. Paul's flow of thoughts, he always brings Old Testament concept, because this is the same thing that we can see in the Old Testament. He's not actually even bringing a new idea, something that is already in the Old Testament. He is bringing the same concept into his writing. So can someone tell me from where he is quoting? The one who is righteous will live by. From where is he quoting? Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. The just shall live by. The just shall live by faith. I think I told you about Martin Luther, right? Martin Luther. Martin Luther, Katholika Purohidanai, Irikina Samayam, Palarkem, Kumbasari Pitcher, Vashangal, Jeevidam, Tanne Madutta Urivikti, Devatan de Pravarti, Valar Victamai, Ariade, Pabatil Jeevicha. ഒരു കത്തോലിക്ക പുരോഹിതൻ. അങ്ങനെ വളരെ പ്രയാസപ്പെട്ട് വളരെ വിഷമിച്ച് ഇരിക്കുന്ന സമയത്ത് ഈ വേദവാക്യം, the righteous shall live by faith, അങ്ങനെ ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ സന്നിധിയിൽ പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചൊരു വ്യത്യാസം വരുവാൻ വേണ്ടി, ജീവിക്കുന്ന സാഹചര്യങ്ങളിൽ നിന്ന് ഒരു വ്യത്യാസം വരുവാൻ വേണ്ടി ദൈവസന്നിധിയിൽ അനുദപിച്ച് പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചുകൊണ്ടിരിക്കുമ്പോൾ ദൈവം ഈ കത്തോലിക്ക പുരോഹിതൻ്റെ ഹൃദയത്തിൽ ഇടിവാൾ പോലെ ഇറക്കിക്കൊടുത്ത ഒരു വേദവാക്യമാണ് The righteous shall live by faith. പ്രിയ ദൈവമക്കളെ, ഇറ്റ് ഷുഡ് ലിറ്ററലി യു നോ ഫ്രീ അസ് ഫ്രം സോ മെനി തിങ്സ് ദറ്റ് വി ആർ ആക്ച്വലി തിങ്കിങ് അബൌട്ട്. വി ആർ, ഗോഡ് ഈസ് നോട്ട് ഈവൻ ആസ്കിങ് ടു ഡു എനിത്തിങ്. ഞാൻ പറഞ്ഞതുപോലെ ഇൻ്റലിജൻ്റ് ആകണ്ട, റിച്ച് ആകണ്ട, റോഡിൽ കൂടി ഉരുളണ്ട, അല്ലെങ്കിൽ വേറെ ക്ഷേത്രത്തിൽ പോകുവാൻ വേണ്ടി പോകണ്ട പറയുന്നില്ല. ഗോഡ് ഈസ് ജസ്റ്റ് ആസ്കിങ്, ഐ ഹാവ് സെൻഡ് മൈ സൺ ഇൻ ടു ദ വേൾഡ്, യു ജസ്റ്റ് ഹാവ് ടു ബിലീവ് ഇൻ ദാറ്റ് പേഴ്സൺ, ദെൻ യു ക്യാൻ ഹാവ് ദ റൈറ്റസ്നെസ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്. That is the reason God is saying, Paul is saying, the one who is righteous will live by faith. John G. Patton was a missionary in one of the islands in the northwest coast of Scotland. That island was filled with the cannibals. When he arrived in that island, there was a terrible epidemic. People were dying of disease. He went into the huts of the sick people and tried to care for them. He buried the dead. He tended to the dying. When the epidemic had passed, he was received by all the cannibal people who were alive that time. They loved him so much. And this John G. Patton stayed with them. He wanted to learn the language of the cannibal people. And he began to listen to their speeches. He began to write down in a notebook all the words and phrases that they were speaking. But they had no word in their vocabulary for faith or trust or belief. So these cannibals, they didn't trust anybody. So later on he realized that ഈ cannibals എന്ത് ചെയ്തിരുന്നില്ല, മറ്റുള്ളവരെ വിശ്വസിച്ചിരുന്നില്ല. Therefore, in their dictionary, they didn't have the word faith, trust, and belief. We can easily know Bible cannot be translated without these three words. Because Bible is full of these words. So he began to think. He was really frustrated. He left everything and he went to this
island in Scotland to reach the unreached people. Meanwhile, the cannibals took him for a deer hunting. As they were actually hunting, they shot a deer and took the kill back to the house of the missionary. After a long day, they all were exhausted and they dropped their heavy burden and all of them just flopped on the grass.
അങ്ങനെ അവർ ക്ഷീണിച്ച് ഗ്രാസിൽ കിടക്കുമ്പോൾ വൺ ഓഫ് ദ നേറ്റീവ് വൺ ഓഫ് ദ കാനിബൽ
ഹി സെഡ് ലൈക്ക് ദിസ് ഓ ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ഗുഡ് ടു സ്ട്രെച്ച് യുവർ സെൽഫ് ഔട്ട് ഹിയർ ഇൻ ദ ഷെയ്ഡ് ഓ ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ഗുഡ് ടു സ്ട്രെച്ച് യുവർ സെൽഫ് ഔട്ട് ഹിയർ ഇൻ ദ ഷെയ്ഡ് ജോൺ പാറ്റൺ ഷൂക്ക് ഹിംസെൽഫ് He got excited. He had that cannibal to recite the sentence again and again. And he wrote it all down in his notebook. And then he started to translate John chapter 3 verse 16 this way. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever stretches himself out on Jesus shall not perish but have everlasting life. Do we see that? They did not have the word, faith, trust, and belief. This man got really frustrated. He wanted to translate the Bible. He wanted to do all these things. But finally, one of the natives said that it is good to stretch in the shade. So he got the idea. He got the understanding that they really want to depend on someone. Then he knew this is the perfect way to translate John chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever stretches himself out on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. In less than 5 years, the whole tribe came into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We sometimes have to understand what Jesus has done on the cross of Calvary. We didn't have to do anything. He bore our sin. He paid our penalty. Everything was cleared.